Welcome to the Goliath season. In this series, we are talking about the seasons of life. Today, I want to talk to you about the season which very few people like to be in, yet it arrives. And just as I told you at the beginning of this series, seasons are going to arrive either way, and they are going to demand a degree of faith, a greater degree of understanding. It is important to know that we are not going to be alone in each season. God is going to be there. Yet, what it is most important is to be able to tune our ears so we can hear God's voice in order to know and understand what is it that we need to do in each season. How are we going to confront it, and in which manner we will see God's glory manifested to obtain a definite victory and enable us to confront the next one? All seasons are temporary, but of course, you must learn that it depends on us how long we will last in a determined season. Everybody remembers the history of the people of Israel, who lasted 40 years going around in the desert. Although the road was short to get to the promised land, the hardness of their heart, their disobedience, their lack of faith, their gossiping, and other things they brought from Egypt, since they did not dispose of it, since they did not let go of it and kept it in their hearts, instead, it became a stumbling stone in their walk. And after walking for 3 weeks, while they could have arrived quickly to the promised land, they ended up walking 40 years. It is not that God had determined for that season to last 40 years. The people turned 3 weeks into a season of 40 years. So, I want to ask you before continuing, how long do you think you will last in this season? The time has been marked by the Lord, but it is up to you how much are you willing to listen. How willing are you to be worked on, molded by God, and be guided by Him so the purpose that He has for you within the season you are in be fulfilled? And one of them is the season of the giant, Goliath's season. The one I have given it this name because it is the season where we are going to be confronted. It is the season of opportunities. Opportunities that other people would not be able to see, but that you have learned to see in the midst of the trial, that you have learned to see in the midst of the crisis. When a giant rises and comes to challenge you, God simply allows him so you can see that that giant is the sign of a rise. So you can see that that giant is the sign of an opportunity that God has already placed there. Those who do not have God in their hearts, those who find it hard to trust, those who have not known God may think that the giant they have in front of them is the end, but it is not. The Goliath season is not the end, my beloved friends. It is the place where there is an opportunity, where you will be able to show the faith that has been prepared in the desert. That faith that was molded in the anonymous season, you remember, do you not? Behind the sheep, there, where no one sees you, where you were praying, where you were calling out, where you were crying. That room is the secret place which no one knows, only you and God. Now comes the time to act. For faith, if it's not acted upon, it is not faith. Faith is accompanied by action. The action shows the level of faith we have, and the giant measures that level of faith so it can be known. Always keep an eye on this. The giant will measure the level of faith. In other words, if a giant does not come, it's because your faith is not fit to confront him. But if the giant comes, it's because God is reminding you that you have faith for that season. You have the faith to be manifested in that season. And a giant announces a rise. Keep this in your heart. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we go to the second season. It is a season of life. Perhaps you are in it, facing the giant that David met called Goliath, who terrified everyone and is now in front of you. He can be called husband, wife, son, daughter, family, debt, banks, sadness, depression, sickness, bad news, whatever name you want to call it today. But I can assure you that you have a Goliath in front of you, which is synonymous with good news. Some might say, but Pastor, look, everybody's afraid. Goliath is attacking us. How can you tell me that it is synonymous of good news? Because I told you at the beginning, Goliath, the giant, presents himself as an excuse from God for a promotion, to bring out what God gave you in that intimate place to show his glory over you, to use you. In the previous season, there was only silence, solitude. No one knew you. Now, this season is a new opportunity that God is giving you. And 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4 says the following. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp to face the forces of Israel. Now he describes him. Look how he describes him. This giant was almost 3 meters tall. He was a giant. And then when Goliath comes out of the Philistine camp to challenge Israel, verse 8 says, Goliath stood and shouted mockingly to the ranks of Israel. Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine champion, while you are nothing more than the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me and fight me. And Goliath started calling out conditions and said, if he's able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us. This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other. When Saul and the Israelites listened to him, they were terrified and profoundly disturbed. If Goliath shows up and tries to show himself as he is to embarrass you, he uses the strategy of his words to terrorize you. Part of his strategy is to place fear in your life. So, if you are living a situation right now, he makes you feel like you are between a sword and a wall, or like you have no hope, or like you do not have the experience to cope with these moments that are being presented. And he even comes with requirements. He even lays the cards on the table and proposes. But listen to me well. What Goliath was proposing was the same thing that was going to happen. He, with his words, was signing his own sentence because Goliath was seeing what was in front of his eyes. He smelled the fear that Israel had because all of Israel was hiding. So, if you hide and do not remain firm, trusting in the Lord, the enemy is going to think that you fled, and he's going to turn against you and try to terrify you with his words. But there is an expression that says, a dog that barks do not bite. And in part, when the enemy tries to terrorize you, is because he knows that if you trust in whom you had believed, and you know you are a child of God, who is a powerful giant standing in front of you to protect you, he, the enemy, will fall. Therefore, his strategy is to have you cornered, but it is up to you to believe and get up or remain there. So, every day Goliath challenged them, and with each challenge, they were terrified. So fear would become part of their life, of their daily life. I imagine that they were hiding and did not know how everything was going to end. But David's moment arrived. David comes looking for his brothers who are in the battle. Well, they are really hiding. They are not in the battle. They are hiding, and he's bringing them food. When David arrives, Goliath is talking. And this is what it is big. David begins to hear that Goliath was challenging Israel. And David asks himself, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? David's brother sent him back home again. Go home, because we know you. Go home, so you will not do something foolish. But David asked, what is the reward for the one who kills the giant? Of course, there was a reward. Hence, David began to evaluate. I imagine he gave himself some space and began to remember. During my anonymous season, nobody knew what I did. Only God and I know how many bears and how many lions fell by my hand. Only God and I know that with my life, I defended my sheep. I never received a pat in the back. There was never recognition. But I do know something, that now is my opportunity. And this giant, which is going to be manifested in public, is what God gave me in private. This is big. Consequently, I always say that private training with God will assure you public promotion by God. David understood it, but the one who does not understand it runs away and decides to abandon the season. You can spend the season hiding, but remember that the time of confrontation will arrive again. Perhaps you spend some time there and you might want to move to another season. But remember that the giant remained there and something is pending there that you have to resolve. Why am I telling you this? I do not know. Only you know. What arguments or what pending situations have you left there? Did you run away? Did you leave without resolving it? Now is the moment to do it, because it was a giant that you left awake, and he's waiting to be confronted. And he who has believed in the Lord only can stand up and face him. David did it. So David finds himself face to face with the giant. I am going directly to the specific moment of this season. Remain firm and confront the giant there. When the giant saw David, he thought very little of him. You can read the whole chapter 17 in 1 Samuel. He thought very little of David. He threatened him, thinking that he was going to terrorize him with his words and that he was going to make him flee. Nevertheless, in verse 45, David responded to the Philistine in this manner. You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. Wow! No one in Israel could face Goliath like David did. Was it overnight? No. David was coming from the previous season where he had been prepared by God in their intimate place, where he had been trained in anonymity. He knew it was his moment. There was no difference between Goliath and the bears he had defeated. There was no difference between Goliath and the lions he had defeated, because he had strengthened himself in God. Consequently, since he had learned to strengthen himself in the Lord, using a sling and 5 pebbles, without a sword, without an armor, he did not have to copy anything else, only what he received by grace. By grace he gave. Grace means to be able to do things in God that without him we would never have been able to do. This is what grace means. The power of God in us that makes us do things that without him we would never have been able to do before. So there was a whole army hidden. A boy of anonymity arrives and says, I am going, and I am going to defeat him. And he speaks directly to the giant. After he spoke to him, he proceeded to do what he had to do. He uses his sling to throw a pebble, and that pebble hits the giant in the head. Goliath fell down, but did not die there. David did not start to celebrate victory and say, the giant has fallen, the giant is dead. No, David took out his sword and cut his head off. Because, my beloved friends, things must be done at the root. This is important. Today, which is the giant you have in front of you? Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Remember the promises that God gave you in your intimate place. Perhaps you have been prepared for this moment. Do not remain quiet. Do not flee. Please do not leave it for tomorrow. Perhaps it's time to confront the giant. Remember that although it's not your fight, you are not alone. You come on behalf of God. He is your backing, and you will not be ashamed. Thank you for this season, Father. Thank you for what you teach us through your word and for reminding us of the importance of having faith, of trusting, of knowing that you are with us, and of understanding that victory is marked by you, that the giant is not an obstacle. Rather, it is good news, because something awesome is about to happen. Help us take that leap of faith, and thank you for this season. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He sends you blessings.